Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Encouraging Words for School Counselors podcast. I'm Matt Fleck with Inspire Success. Happy National School Counseling Week. Hee-hee! I've always thought this is a perfect time of the year for School Counseling Week because it's about the time in the school year when you're really getting exhausted and need a little boost. And a little boost is exactly what we have for you today. Tiff Bernard and Amy Drake Siegel are not school counselors, but they both have touching memories of a school counselor named Hetty King from Springs Valley Junior Senior High School. Hetty was Tiffany's school counselor at a time when Tiff, who has cerebral palsy, was living in a physically and emotionally abusive home. Just a few days ago, for National School Counseling Week, Tiff and Amy sat down to reminisce about the impact this one school counselor had on both of their lives.
Do you want to start, Amy?
Well, I mean, I can tell you that Hetty and I were distantly related, and it ended up that we were also working together. And so I was over at Springs Valley, usually several days a week for different things. And the first time I met Tiffany, and I'm not even sure she remembers this.
I don't.
We're probably an eighth grader.
Okay.
Yeah. And I can remember you came down the hall and Hetty lit up because she was happy to see you.
Oh.
You were using your crutches.
Uh-huh.
And you were, I don't know that you were having the best day. But when Hetty saw you, she lit up because she was very, very happy to see you. And she was like, "Tiffany, how's your day?" Yeah. "It's fine." And then you just kept going on down the hall. But that would have been the first time I think I met you.
I don't remember meeting you. If Hetty recommended you, then you were probably good folks.
Would that have been, I'm guessing, around the time that Hetty became your counselor? Would it have been
so yeah.
great? Yeah.
I don't remember. I was 14 or 15. The first time I realized I could actually talk to somebody in the counseling center, that's what it was for. I remember one day I was passing it and I just went, "Oh," and I went in. So
do you remember the first time you sat down with Hetty?
Yeah. I was scared and shaking, and she actually she had a shawl on the back of her chair, and she took it off and put it on my lap because I was cold. And she sat and talked to me, and I was still scared, but it was better.
She was about making her office at like a little sanctuary.
I loved going in there because it just felt so calming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always one of her goals. Every year she'd add a little decoration or a little, you know, she wanted pillows and blanket, you know, a blanket.
She had a rug that I loved.
Yeah. And she wanted it to feel not like you were at school, but more like you were at, you know, visiting at home.
Right. She would always tell me, "You're stronger than you think you are." And there's another thing that she would always say is, "Just leave your tears in the rug. Just go ahead and cry. You don't have to not cry, but just leave your tears in the rug. And then it'll be okay." And, you know, she would pat my back and hug me. And just that little bit of physical comfort from the background that I was from, it was a gift. "Just leave your tears in the rug" is the thing that I remember the most. She gave me my nickname, the 1F Tiff. I never really realized I could spell it that way until one day she wrote me a hall pass that said Tiff to class, and the Tiff had 1F. And I was like, "Well, usually my name is spelled with 2 F's. And she said, "Well, do you like it that way?" And I stopped and I thought, and I said, "No, I think I like your way better." And so that's how I ended up being a 1F Tiff. just the tiny little things of helping me claim my own name is part of my own identity. Well, whichever way you like it is the way we'll do it. You know, I think I like your way. And I've spelled Tiff with 1F ever since.
Hetty's legacy, as for many school counselors, goes beyond helping her students. For Tiff, Hetty was not only her counselor, but also an example of how adults could and should treat others, including Tiff's own brother.
Oh, yeah. She made all the difference in helping raise my little brother. I did not know before Hetty that there was a different way to parent. And since I am 36 and my brother is 6, we have a sibling relationship, but also kind of a parent relationship, because I'm one of the adults in his life. And I probably could have figured out on my own how to be nicer to kids, because I knew that I didn't like the way that I had been treated. But just having Hetty's example of this is what it feels like when an adult you look up to treats you like a human being. Sometimes I have to remind myself when I get angry, but to do that for my brother, you know, I still respect you. You're still a human being. And I would not have known that down inside myself the way I know now if it weren't for Hetty.
I'm curious if you have advice for school counselors, like if you could think of like one Hetty thing that that Hetty did that you would say, oh, I hope all school counselors are like this.
She always had time. There was never a sense of, and I know that she had other things to do, but there was never a sense of, oh my God, I'm in a hurry today. I don't possibly have time for you. She just felt welcoming. Like, it felt like when you walked in the room, you were what was in front of her. You were what was on the plate. And she would deal with everything else later. What you said to her was important. And that was pretty big. I don't know how she did it, to be honest with you. Yeah. Like, how do you have that much energy in you? Like, I would be exhausted all the time.
I will say she was very good about vacations. Right. Someplace beautiful, relaxing, and she would have at least 3 good books with her.
Oh, yeah. A couple of years before she died, I went back on a visit. And one of the places I wanted to go was I wanted to go and see Hetty. So I got my friend to drive me to see Hetty. And I remember as we were leaving, you know, she gave me a kiss. She hugged me goodbye. She told me she loved me. And then as we were leaving, she just laid her hand on my shoulder for a minute. And that was just, it's the last time she ever touched me. And it was, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm crying.
It's okay.
You just leave the tears in the carpet, babe. You know what to do.
How about my shirt?
Okay. Of course, too.
Thank you, Tiff and Amy, for sharing your stories. And cheers to every school counselor and student services professional this week especially. Remember this story whenever you begin to doubt whether your work makes a difference. Before we go, if you enjoyed the story, won't you consider sharing one of yours to uplift other school counselors? It's super simple to do. Just go to our online sound booth right now if you can at inspiresuccess.org/soundbooth. inspiresuccess.org/soundbooth, and just start talking. Happy National School Counseling Week, everyone. Please celebrate, and we'll see you next week.